Debbie Romero is your host today on Transcend with Debbie and can be found on all platforms. She is a renowned international evidential psychic medium, Reiki master, Munekai certified, and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. I am the host, Debbie Romero. Welcome. It's the new moon in Libra, and it's the solar eclipse. We are going through some changes at this time within the planets, and I thought, what better way to open up a platform to gather with spirit and community, right? So today I'm going to hold space as I channel in a healing message and also bring forward the frequency and energy as we attune ourselves to our guardian angel and the angelic realm. During these times of the new moon and solar eclipse, it's about transformation and changes. It is a time where we pause and reflect and go inward to welcome the new beginnings as we have shed many of the layers and structures of who we once were, saying goodbye to parts of ourselves and energies that no longer serve us, didn't serve our highest good, can be challenging at times. So we pause and we look at other areas in our life to say what is preventing or limiting us in some way within our mind and our body and our spirit into progression. Give yourself grace as you pause with these thoughts. Give yourself compassion, forgiveness, and understanding. As we take a deep delve into the spirit realm together, we will ask that these changes be transformed by the frequency and vibration and attunement of the spirit world. Change is not easy. However, each day, each second, each minute, we're changing. Who you were yesterday and who you are today, thoughts change. We have 70,000 thoughts a day. Our auric field is moving and changing as the energy is moving through our awareness. It is important to understand that every thought is moving through you. It is not you unless you create the intent. Let's create some intentions of goodness. Let's create the intention of love. Let's create new intentions of progression into success and abundance, good health. It is always important to remember who you are before the limited beliefs stepped in. Remembering the empowerment that you embody within the mind, the body, and the spirit. And to remember who you are as you're transitioning into the higher realms with the angelic team. Together, we will welcome your guardian angel. Guardian angel, if you believe, was assigned to you at the day of birth and will continue your journey together until you reach the angelic realm. The angelic realm consists of the heavenly energies, right? Of the angels, the archangels, the celestial beings. This is where we can come together and ask for inspiration. We can ask for healing. We are given the frequency and vibration of hope. As we're connecting to these heavenly frequencies and vibrations, they are the most purest form of love that we could fill into. So sit back, relax. If you have crystals, you can get an angel light, selenite, tiger's eye. What does your spirit call you to hold on to? Clear quartz. What will you manifest with? Bring in some essential oils, the jasmine scent or roses. As we connect to the angelic realm, there is an essence and a scent that comes with it if you welcome it of love. This time is a time of new love. This time is a new beginnings and new adventures. So when we go into the energies of the solar eclipse and the new moon, tap into that frequency and ask your team of angels, your guardian angel, to bring healing to the areas that are limited belief or to the patterns and behaviors that are ready to be changed and shift. Give yourself grace as the energy moves through us. And then we step into the creation part. Stay grounded. Breathe through it. Have some water ready when you're done. And enjoy. Let's go. Get comfortable, y'all. As we give ourselves permission, we're going to put on some soft music here. I hope you enjoy it. Breathing through the energy. Let's welcome the color silver, the ribbons between our world, the threads between our realm and the angelic realm. We ask that spirit come together, you and I, in spirit, as the threads are brought down to attune us to the energies of spirit world. Let these threads ground into the core of the earth of Mother Gaia as we are connected, attuned to the earth's frequency. Letting the energy of the earth rise as the threads of the earth are brought forward to attune our energy. Allow the threads of the earth to rise through us, through each chakra, through our aura, and back to the heavens. Give gratitude again as we are fed by the energies and the frequencies of our world and the spirit realm together. As we're tuning our frequency to spirit. Breathe through it, the color silver, into the eyes, into the mind, and the ears, and the nose, and the tongue, the width of the tongue, and the back of the neck, into the shoulders, down the fingertips, down the spine, back into the earth, beyond the belly, pushing the residue into the earth as it dissolves into the core of the earth. Releasing, dissolving any dark atoms or molecules. Releasing and grounding every portal, every thought, every action, every intention. Grounding your channel, your senses. Filling into the soil of Mother Gaia. Allow our fingertips to touch the earth. Fill into the palms, into the portals of your hands, the energy of her love. As the energy rises through your palms, into your shoulders, into the neck, and through the body, we welcome that frequency again, Mother Earth. The color red is brought forward as we welcome the colors of the spirit. Allow your guardian angel to come closer. Welcome their essence. Look into their eyes. Blend with their energy. As they merge behind you. The essence silhouettes over you. As a layer of protection. Comfort. Ask for the name of your guardian angel. And what color do you see when they are presented next to you? Welcome them to take the steps as you start the day together. And the minute you wake up, they are before you, behind you, the right of you, left of you, and hold as the energy surrounds you, covers you in their essence of love. Grounding this energy. Ask for a symbol, you know we are there. Ask your guardian angel, how will they be with you today? Is it physically that you're needing their help? Mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? What areas are they coming to hold space for you? So we embody the Venus energy of love, surrounded by pearls and seashells within the earth energy. We connect this energy back to the cosmos, rising energy higher. We embody the frequency of love. What is it that you desire? What changes will you need to make to step into the new beginnings of your transformation? You see, transformation is a mind. It is the death of the ego. The death of oneself, one's who we want to be, what to be. This is a time to rise with the energies and the frequency of pure love. So allow the love to fill your essence from the earth into the spine. This dark matter that you speak of, it's not of death. Equilibrium is moving and changing in your awareness, thought that creates the matter. It allows you to attune to the gifts that we have bestowed upon you. And how I understand the process of us working through them. Clearly, disease and illness is cauterized in the mind. We don't, in the heart, the solar plexus, the chakras, that is very feel the destruction as it crumbles, dissolves, matters, the essence of who you once were. Great loss is taking into this journey of oneself. Of matter. We must move beyond this realm, this timeline, into the proper timelines. We bring forward alignment, balance, and harmony. We will take you to the realms, which you must be ready to step into. Love, peace, and the harmony, and goodness. The disease within the body becomes to break up with little particles in the air. But we're removing chaos and destructive. This is about falling in a way one's thinking has created happiness or being balanced in these areas in the mind with the intelligence. Think of the actions, not the remorse. Forgiveness comes in time. The action is required to create the change you desire. Give your body a rest when it is crying for help. Give your mind calmness when it is overthinking. Give the emotions a break. Feel into the cries, the sorrows. Weep if you must. It is okay to fear, to worry. But please do not stay there. You realize we will now take you to the higher realms of spirit, the angelic realms of spirit, and the God frequency and energy, justice, calmness. We welcome your angels. Fill into the power of angels. It is the angel of Raphael that you may call in during illness. Michael, Archangel for protection. Gabriel for your communication. Uriel, as it illuminates the light within. The Archangels surround you. And the angels of your choice that you fill you to welcome those angels. We welcome the healing, the inspiration, as we are tuned. The images of the Moving into the pelvis. Into the stomach. So we're in on the darkest day, the stars shining, illuminating our path of life. Welcome to the manifestation of new love, new adventures. Welcome to new threads as you are tuning your energy into the angelic form. And you're feeling very portal. Every vortex, every thought, every word, every action, verifying the physical body. All the beings that are the ones that are the ones in your chest. Purifying all the magic, all the prayers, all the thoughts, all the shields, all the structures, the old armor that is no longer needed, for it is okay to be seen in the light of illumination of self. Surrendering past. Welcome to the angel of energy into the guardians come forward. In the north and the south and the east and the west. The lights of love and spirit surround you. Welcome the angelic energy to those that you love and to the earth and to this planet. Allow the rod of staff of spirit to break the residue up. To break the lower vibrations and denser energies into pieces and particles of matter that is out structure that no longer serves you, and to dissolve them into the earth, into the planet, as you can see. Sing the lullaby of the spirit. Feeling to the joy of living, singing. Birds of paradise surround you, dancing flowers, breathing trees, planning with the distance, the joy, and your essence, your energy is lifting. Humanity, but one soul aspect. Allowing the visual to dissolve, so that no longer serves you into. Like an explosion Dissolve the misunderstandings as we ask Spirit and your angels for clarity to all the minds of the intelligence. We welcome the intelligence to bring clarity to the minds of the souls in this time. Clarity to bring forward love and to bring power back to those who have been without fear of loss and confidence. Restoring again clarity, love, and power. One more time. Restoring clarity, love, and power. Releasing the residual others into the angelic realm. Thoughts, intentions, feelings that are restricting or limiting to the angels. Every prayer, every worry, every symbol, every candle lit, released to the angels as balance and harmony is brought forward. Let's illuminate the light from within, the red candle for passion and power of self and spirit world, the green for the healing and abundance, the blue for protection and calmness, the orange for your creativity and calmness of health and well-being, yellow for the illumination of the gold, pink is being brought forward as love and creativity is flowing with passion, your psychic ability,
purple to the gods, new goddesses, new energy system. White for the angelic heaven, covering you with the gold, the shimmer. The neon light, the green surrounds you, the yellow has the ring of fire around the sun. We illuminate together, and the brightness soon shines as the visuals are dissolved into this ring of fire. We illuminate from within and all around us, for we walk the transformation. Thank you for listening to Transcend.